This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The partial federal government shutdown began exactly a month ago today. TSA workers are calling in sick in greater and greater numbers. This TSA worker at the Miami International Airport telling NBC News,
I showed up and another lead showed up and only three officers showed up. And on that shift, you're supposed to have, at maximum, give or take, 16 officers.
More than 400,000 workers, including TSA screeners, are working without pay. Last Friday saw the huge March for Life in Washington, but today is the actual anniversary of the High Court's Roe v. Wade decision legalizing abortion back in 1973. Demonstrations on both sides of the issue are planned in towns and cities across the USA today. And this is USA Radio News.
Question, do you have a health insurance plan you are not happy with? Well, Bethany and Jason thought they were stuck. Their plan just kept getting more expensive, and Bethany's favorite doctor didn't even take that plan anymore. And then some friends at church told them about MediShare.
With our previous insurance, we were paying $1,200 a month. With MediShare, we now pay around $600 a month.
Yes, they're paying $600 less per month, and that's a pretty typical savings with MediShare. And they actually like MediShare more.
I was able to go back to my original doctor that I absolutely loved, and it's just been an absolutely beautiful thing being a part of MediShare.
Yeah, so they pay a lot less, and they like it more. No wonder MediShare is growing so fast. Find out more. They're super easy to talk to. All you have to do is call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-B-I-B-L-E, 833-34-BIBLE.
Yesterday, Americans were remembering the late Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. Here's more from USA Radio's Robin Walensky.
President Trump and Vice President Pence pay their respects and visit the Martin Luther King Jr. Memorial on the Mall in Washington, D.C. The president laying a wreath in front of the monument. President Trump remains in Washington as the partial government shutdown starts week five. In Atlanta,
I remember when he did get assassinated. I was 12 years old.
Patrick Price, who lives in Atlanta, will never forget the moment in time when Martin Luther King Jr. assassinated.
It was a sad day. It was a sad day.
Every year to honor King, he goes to the service at Ebenezer Baptist Church, not far from where King and his wife buried.
A winter storm that's killed at least 10 people is expected to bring in wicked cold weather to the same areas later this week. The storm dumping about 2 feet of snow on parts of the Midwest and Northeast. And by Friday morning, Chicago and Milwaukee could see their first sub-zero temperatures of the season. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
The following update is for drivers who pay too much for car insurance due to DUIs, DWIs, tickets, or anything else. Our company specializes in low-cost SR22 auto insurance. We know that mistakes happen and offer free quotes for very affordable auto insurance meant specifically for you, the overpaying high-risk driver. The quote is free and we'll handle the filing so you can start saving money. Call 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725.
Speaking before the UN-sponsored conference on disarmament in Geneva, U.S. Ambassador Robert Wood says a new Russian cruise missile system is proving the Russians can't be trusted. USA Radio's John Clemens has more.
The harsh comments from U.S. Ambassador Wood sets the stage to make good on the threat by the Trump administration to withdraw from the treaty that was signed by U.S. President Ronald Reagan with Soviet leader Mikhail Gorbachev back in 1987.
Unfortunately, the United States increasingly finds that Russia cannot be trusted to comply with its arms control obligations and that its coercive and malign actions around the globe have increased tensions.
For the USA Radio Network, I'm John Clemens.
Meanwhile, Russia is beginning legal action against Facebook and Twitter, its communications watchdog agency, opening administrative proceedings against the social media giant, saying it's not following local data laws. The agency says Facebook and Twitter haven't explained how and when they'll comply with laws requiring them to store Russian users' personal information on servers in Russia. And Country Music Hall of Famer Maxine Brown Russell has died. The member of the brother and sister trio, the Browns, was 86. She died of complications of heart and kidney disease in Little Rock, Arkansas. And remember, you can find us online anytime. Our newly redesigned website is at usaradio.com. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGdirect.com.
Do you have a family? Would you like to help make sure they'll be taken care of if anything were to happen to you? If you answered yes, you probably need life insurance. Now, do you think life insurance is expensive? If you answered yes to that, too, you definitely need to give AIG Direct a call. We could find you a $250,000 policy for just $14 a month, which means you could save hundreds of dollars a year. Call us now for a free, no-obligation quote. 1-800-919-5435. Since 1995, we've helped millions of people find out if they could save up to 70% on their term life insurance. See how affordably we can help you protect your family. Call AIG Direct now for your free quote. 1-800-919-5435. You could save up to 70%. That's 1-800-919-5435. 1-800-919-5435.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
We better stop, hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. Stop, hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on.
Well, hello, America. Bill Martinez here, 6 minutes after the top of the hour. For more information on the show, you get to go to BillMartinezLive.com. It is all right there. Hey, with us right now, we've got so much to talk about and so little time. CNN commentator and former advisor with the Trump campaign, Steve Cortez, is with us. Steve, how you doing, buddy?
Great, Bill. Good morning. Thanks for having me.
Hey, a lot going on here. Boy, the government shutdown continues. The president over the weekend offered some ideas. Again, it is the president negotiating. You know, Stephen, let me tell you, I got to thinking about this after everything is said and done. We've got a president of the United States that garnered 63 million votes. We've got the leader of the House out of her own state only garnered 221,000 votes by comparison. And she is stalling the whole process.
Right.
What is wrong with this picture?
Exactly. And to put it another way, you're exactly right. To put it another way, she controls half of one third of the three branches of our government. You know, so think about that. She controls a sixth of the government, essentially, the way our Constitution lays out the three branches. And she yet is able, unfortunately, the way our rules work, she is able to stall and hold up the entire government. And by the way, the president made an offer which was extremely generous, extremely reasonable. He gave them two things that they were really fighting for, DACA and TPS protections. But what I think the Democrats have proven to us is that they're not actually interested in helping, for instance, these young DACA adults. What they like is a DACA controversy. They don't like actually a...
It's a fundraiser for them, Steve. How much money are they making in fundraising off of this whole deal?
Yeah, and listen, I think, quite honestly, Bill, that the president went further than I would have gone. For example, I do believe personally that DACA young adults should be protected. I think they're a different category of illegal immigrants.
Right.
TPS, a lot of people don't realize, the T stands for temporary.
Yes.
Well, for a lot of these folks, it's been 17 years now that they've been allowed to stay in the United States legally because there were problems in their home countries. Most of those countries no longer have those problems existing today. So I think, if anything, the president is being too generous in his terms. And yet, what was the answer from Nancy Pelosi and from Chuck Schumer in the House? Nothing. Nothing. Right. We're not even willing to discuss it. And why? Not because they're against border barricades. We know that's not true because they voted for plenty of them in the past. What they're against is a win for Donald Trump. And that's really sad that they actually despise Trump and that they will resist, in quotes, they will resist Trump before they will promote the interests of America, including DACA young adults.
The added irritation on all this is even the way the media is reporting on this, Steve. It's like it's Trump's wall. It's not Trump's wall. It's the people's wall. The people were the ones that asked for this. Trump, has been the champion, for the cause of border security. And this is how the people are responding. And then they come in and they do all these these gymnastic exercises, pretzel logic exercise, to somehow, give us some delusion that the American people don't want the wall. I mean,
well, I, I bring this up constantly, Bill, on air, and it drives a lot of people nuts on CNN. I say, you know, he wasn't exactly ambiguous about this in 2016, right? About the wall. Yes. It was the foundational issue of his campaign. I mean, it was the central pillar of his candidacy. So anyone who voted for Donald Trump and wasn't living in a hole knew darn well that they were voting for a wall.
Right.
And by the way, for many of them, it was the animating reason they voted for him. But regardless, anyone who voted for him of those 63 million knew that that was a primary policy objective of that then candidate, now president. And so for us to act shocked that he actually wants to fulfill, I guess part of it is maybe the Democrats actually are shocked that this politician, unlike any politician before him that I know of, fulfills his promises. He actually meant what he said on the campaign trail. And he's doing it one by one, particularly where he can do it alone, things like trade deals, moving the embassy into Jerusalem, got taxes done, not alone, but with the help, of, thankfully, there of Congress. So one by one, he is fulfilling his major promises. Unfortunately, this is one he can't do by himself. He does need the House to play ball. My hope is, and I'm not optimistic, but I still want to try to be at least a little bit optimistic. My hope is that the Democrats will realize that even if they despise the wall, let's just say for a second they actually think walling is an awful, immoral idea. I don't believe that, by the way, because they voted for it too much. But let's just say they do. Isn't it worth it? Isn't it worth $5.7 billion to protect these young adults who they claim they are so fiercely advocating on behalf of, these DACA young adults? To me, the fact that they won't even consider, they won't even negotiate over that issue tells me that this has nothing to do with policy. It has nothing to do with empathy for those people. It has everything to do with trying to stall and thwart this president. And that's unfortunately what they've come down to. Their only agenda is resistance and obstruction.
Yeah, without a doubt, that's so obvious. And, you know, here it is. They claim that it is the Republicans or Donald Trump that is, manipulating DACA and, and keeping the government shut down. I mean, it's like the longer this goes, Steve, people are seeing that it's Nancy Pelosi and Chuck Schumer that are getting in the way of the government reopening.
Right. No, listen, I think it absolutely is. And unfortunately, as we know, they've got a lot of allies in media. In terms of mainstream media, it's almost completely, it's almost an organ of the Democratic Party, let's just be honest. It is. So they know they have a lot of cover there and that they're not going to get honest press reporting on this issue. And by the way, speaking of the press, what a weekend the press had, by the way.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Apart from the shutdown issue, I mean, between the BuzzFeed thing and then the Covington Catholic story.
I wanted to get your read on the Covington Catholic story. What's your read on this?
Yeah, I have to tell you, I think, unfortunately, the first massive failure almost necessitated the second. And what I mean by that was they had so much egg on their face from the BuzzFeed fiasco.
Right. Yeah,
and they were just absolutely reeling from how blatantly their hypocrisy was laid bare. Mm-hmm. That they then needed a makeup call, so to speak, like you call in sports. And then they saw this, at first, the very slim, very narrow video that appeared to show a group of teens being disrespectful to an Indian elder. And, by gosh, these teens are pro-life, they're Catholic, they're whites, they're males, and they're wearing MAGA hats.
Yes,
they erupted with joy. This is it, right? This is our
The unholy trinity was right in front of them there.
But then, guess what? Some calm, actual analysis revealed that, if anything, I would argue these young men acted really with incredible restraint for a bunch of rowdy teens, as teens always are when they're in a group like that. So I think if anything, let's be fair, Bill, I think a few of them were being a little disrespectful, a few.
Right.
But on the whole, compared to what was confronting them, which was a lot of adults slinging a lot of really inappropriate insults at them, a lot of adults trying to provoke them, getting in their faces, I'm actually, if I were, a teacher at this school or a parent, I'd be very proud of the way, the restraint they showed and the maturity they showed on the whole. So, the real story, just like in the BuzzFeed case, ended up being extremely different. And unfortunately, because it really is bad for our country, as much as I, listen, of course I take some glee sometimes at a lot of these hypocritical media types. Are shown for what they are. But on the other hand, as an American, Bill, this is really corrosive to our society. The fact that we can't trust media.
Right.
Media is so important to our republic. And, there's a reason it's called fake news, because it is.
Exactly. Well, it's not only that, but it gives more place and opportunity for expressions like what happened there. That, that adults would confront these young people. And my question, Steve, is where's the chaperone on this? I didn't see a chaperone in there to do anything to protect these kids at all.
Right. No, and again, I think the kids showed incredible restraint. I'm not sure I would have at 16, you know?
Yeah, it could have gone either way and could have been a real mess, but thank God, as you say, for their restraint and for the good reason that they were there. It was unfortunate, but quite exposing, to say the least.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The Deep State began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
I'm Jay Farner, CEO of Quicken Loans, America's premier home purchase lender. Today's fluctuating interest rates can leave you with unexpected higher mortgage payments. At Quicken Loans, we've created a new way to protect you from unpredictable interest rates so you can buy a home with certainty. It's called Rate Shield, and here's how it works. With Rate Shield, you can lock your interest rate while you shop for a new home. So if rates go up, you don't have to worry. And here's the best part. If rates go down, you get the lower rate. With Rate Shield, we really have you covered. Here are more reasons why you'll want to work with America's largest mortgage lender. For 9 years in a row now, J.D. Power has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction for primary mortgage origination. And for the fifth year in a row, they've also ranked us highest in the nation for mortgage servicing. Rate Shield. Another way we can save you money on your mortgage. Call us today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com.
Based on Rocket Mortgage data in comparison to public data records. Rate Shield approval only valid on certain 30-year purchase transactions. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender license in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030. Additional conditions or exclusions may apply.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
It's always a great day here at Bill Martinez Live. What more could you want?
Hey, coming at you fresh and independent, just the way you like us at 19 minutes after the top of the hour. I am Bill Martinez. Steve Cortez had to blast off to another appointment, but lots more to talk about. Of course, this coming Super Bowl 53, all set. New England Patriots, Los Angeles Rams will square off at Mercedes-Benz Stadium in Atlanta on February the 3rd. The Patriots making their third straight trip. And they're not underdogs this time. They're 2.5-point favorites, as a matter of fact. Of course, the stinging still continues in New Orleans. We're going to be talking to our good friend Jeff Carrere on Friday. I'm sure he's still in pain over that. And you can't blame them with that no call. And it is, you know, one of those tough things. And there's no doubt the fans feel that the Saints were robbed of a trip to the big game. And meanwhile, you had the NFL coming out and saying, "Yeah, we missed it. We just blew the call." I mean, it's good of them to, you know, to make that announcement, but very little, you know, remedy. You know, for the fans and for the Saints. So a tough break there, but, you know, great football over the weekend. And, of course, I think we needed it. We needed it, as Steve said, after the BuzzFeed report and, you know, that fake news. I mean, you know, as many even on the left had to say, this is a blemish. I mean, this really bruised, you know, the media. And again, it just adds credence to the whole fake news scenario, what they put out there. And, you know, and thank God, I you know, as Megan Barthen, I spoke about this yesterday. You know, thank God for the Mueller, investigation, for the team to come out and say, no, that's not right. And so cleared that up. And, of course, no sooner are we, you know, noshing on that and getting through that whole process after the media just jumped all over. They pig-piled on this bit of fake news. And and as if that wasn't enough, then, of course, you know, we had what happened with the Covington Catholic students. You know, this young man, Nick Sandman, what he went through. And I think that for him to settle, gosh, there's many... many of us, as Steve said, would have been challenged, you know, have somebody in your face like that, an adult, you know, pounding a drum. I mean, this is unfortunate, and all the stuff that was being thrown around, to keep in mind, you got to, in the context, understand what the kids were there. They were there, you know, marching for life. This is a march for life that was taking place, and they were there to support it. And now they're confronted by these groups, and, of course, this Native American, former Marine, and see, this is the dangerous part about perception, is that if you feed your perception with untruths, then you can you start going down a slippery slope here. And, you know, you start looking, all of a sudden, the red hat, the MAGA hat, becomes, you know, like a red cape for bulls, and they're charging. And, you know, now we got red hat derangement syndrome over Make America Great Again. This is like, you know, Merry Christmas. You know, what is the sentiment behind Make America Great Again? Make America Great Again is that all of us, e pluribus unum, the many becoming one, that we're all working together, you know, to serve one another, so that it would be good for all of us, regardless of race, color, creed. Oh, yeah, by the way, just on the heels of Martin Luther King and what he espoused, and what we remember, you know, and want to hold true to the things that he brought to the forefront during his life. And in his death and his legacy, it continues. And we honored Martin Luther King yesterday, you know, as it was Martin Luther King Day. So all this going on, but, you know, what concerns me is that, as I mentioned to Steve, is this kind of confrontive behavior that is so mean-spirited. I mean, what was the Native American thinking, you know, when he went to, you know, challenge? It wasn't like, you know, it was funny because, funny, ironic that he was saying he feared, you know, he was afraid. The young man was afraid, but, you know, and I can understand that, because that thing could have really, you know, exploded and lost control there. But for this young man's, whatever you want to call it, calmness, whatever, but his wisdom and judgment not to engage an adult in his face pounding a drum. I mean, that was pretty confrontive. And it wasn't like Nick Sandman went to the Native American. It was the opposite. The Native American went to confront Nick and the students. And so, you know, that's pretty aggressive. Again, the whole point here is that we're taunting. You know, people are taunting people. They're just like waiting to have this explosive moment. You know, this is all very dangerous because of the sentiment and this contention in the marketplace right now. And, you know, this is why even, you know, you add to the mix the partial government shutdown that's taken place. I mean, it's been, you know, we've been shut down for over a month now. And yes, we got real stories, real people hurt over this. But meanwhile, it's fueling. We're just so intransigent and so stuck in our ways here that, you know, the Democrats don't want to give. I mean, you know, and I got to tell you, they're looking worse and worse every time because the president, the Republicans are offering ideas and all the Democrats can say is no. Well, you know, the bottom line, even for the people that voted for the Democrats and saying, hey, look, you know, we want a divided government. We want you to, you know, hold President Trump in check and the Republicans. OK, I get it. But they're also saying, I want government to work. But, you know, this is what America voted into place in 2018. Nancy Pelosi, who, you know, for no other reason, is Steve and I agree. They just don't want President Trump to fulfill a promise. I mean, God forbid that we have a politician make promises during a campaign. And all they can talk about was, well, he said the Mexicans are going to pay for it. So all of a sudden that's invalid. Well, what was the point of the wall? Yet, and the fact of the matter is that Mexico will pay for it. And you knew that going in. Anybody with half a brain and the media had to know that, you know, Mexico wasn't going to write a check. But we do a lot of business with them, and there's going to be trade-offs with the USMCA. I mean, there's found money there because we got a better deal that still has yet to be approved, you know, by the Democrats and Nancy Pelosi et al. And you wonder, okay, is she going to, you know, hinder that process? Because that's another deal. Because the other crowning aspect of the Trump administration is him taking on, you know, the discrepancies of trade, not only here with NAFTA or you know, with Mexico and Canada, but also, you know, what happened in Europe, what's going on in China, certainly. All these, you know, trade discrepancies he's taken on behalf of we the people and we the people's businesses, how we've been ripped off in that. So leveling out the playing field. And right now, oh, yeah, let me tell you how many billions of dollars we've been making just with the, you know, with the penalties that we're charging China right now. This is found money. And so I guess you can't figure out how to divert some of that money to protect our, you know, our southern border. And, you know, and you want to get into all this minutia about, well, he's not using drones. Of course he's going to use drones. He's using modern technology. I mean, you're arguing in a silly sort of way here. You know, yes, we need comprehensive immigration, but you've been saying that for decades and you haven't done anything about it. So let's just start taking a bite at the elephant. Isn't that reasonable? You know, take a bite of the elephant a little bit at a time instead of trying to take it all on, because you guys can't even handle this part without your skulls exploding. You imagine what they, you know, how mired they would be, you know, in talking about comprehensive immigration when they can't even handle this aspect of it. I mean, this thing would really get bogged down, and, you know, and it's just, you know, a mess. And whether or not the president is going to be able to do, you know, the State of the Union, fine, go. He can go do the State of the Union at Chick-fil-A or something. The cameras are going to be there, and it's going to be noted. And, of course, Nancy Pelosi got her wings cut, but and Judicial Watch did a great job in reporting and reminding everybody of how much money Nancy Pelosi spent of the people's money taking her family and friends on military planes and all these junkets. Hey, look, she's true to form. You can't expect her to change. But, you know, all we can do is keep the pressure on and get this government open.
From SkyPass Entertainment comes The Least of These, The Graham Stain Story.
The law states that no person shall convert or attempt to convert any person from one religious faith to another. And yet not one missionary has been charged.
When speculation mounts that a local missionary is converting locals to Christianity in India.
Leprosy is the veil behind which Staines operates, the tool he uses.
A journalist must choose between his own ambition and the truth.
You bring me evidence of illegal conversion, I'll give you a permanent position.
One day I'll find the proof of him converting the tribals.
We can't make any mistakes.
They have this law for a reason.
Hello, we must pray.
Based on the incredible true story.
You can still write the truth.
What is the truth?
Write about the work. Not about me.
The Least of These. The Graham Stain Story. Rated PG-13. May be inappropriate for children under 13. In theaters February 1st with a special sneak peek Thursday, January 31st. For theaters and tickets, go to theleastofthese.movie.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The partial federal government shutdown began exactly a month ago today, and the longer it goes on, the more it appears TSA workers are calling in sick in greater and greater numbers. This TSA worker at the Miami International Airport telling NBC News,
I showed up and another lead showed up, and only three officers showed up. And on that shift, you're supposed to have, at maximum, give or take, 16 officers.
More than 400,000 workers, including TSA screeners, are working without pay. Last Friday saw the huge March for Life in Washington, but today is the actual anniversary of the High Court's Roe v. Wade decision legalizing abortion back in 1973. Demonstrations on both sides of the issue are planned in towns and cities across the USA today. And this is USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
Values, faith, service, they still exist here. Bill Martinez, live.
Majority to speak up. This country has lost its way. It's running amok. It is a bit unhinged, but I have faith that we'll get this back on track. Peter Greenberg is going to be joining us in just a moment. Emmy-winning investigative reporter. We're going to talk about travel. As million Americans, you know, are going to be hitting the road this summer to get their kicks on the iconic all-American road trip. I know we're talking summer travel here, and some of you are still hunkered down, you know, trying to get out of the snow. But look, we got to give you something to look forward to, okay? Because whether it's a cross-country journey or a day trip to the coast, you know, many families nationwide see the road trip as still an essential way to travel and spend time together. And as I mentioned, Peter is here to talk about how Great American Road Trip is still very much alive, from long hauls to one-tank trips. He's going to share some of his favorite drives and places to see, too. So if travel can be defined as an experience that is absolutely meant to be shared, then the road trip is still very high on the list, as it offers shared adventure, shared experience, and shared storytelling. And of course, I couldn't want anybody more than Peter Greenberg to be sharing with us. Peter, good to have you with us. I'm Bill Martinez Live. How are you, sir?
Bill, happy to be with you today. I hope you're not freezing.
No, well, it's a little cool even on the West Coast, but I'm not dealing with the ice in the East, in the Northeast, the way that snap has been going. So we still have some people hunkered down in the country. So, hey, let's talk about some warm ideas, because maybe that will help us get through it. What do you say?
Well, listen, I'm still embracing the whole notion of the American road trip. Mm-hmm. I started when I was in college. You know, it was a different way to go back then. I drove this little, you know, manual four-stick, you know, car, which was a four-cylinder struggle.
Wow.
You know, 0 to 60 in about an hour, you know, but...
And that was downhill, huh?
If you were lucky, yeah.
Right.
And back then, that was a BW, right?
Right, right.
Today, what's cool is if you're looking for a great car and a great way to do it, I'm a big fan of what I call the one-tank trip. And what the one-tank trip is very simply this. You get a car that's got great gas mileage,
mm-hmm.
and you can go anywhere under, like, 450 miles for the weekend. That's 220 miles each way.
Yeah.
And have a great time and not break the bank and see America off the main highway. So... For me, I've got, you know, and by the way, they stopped making the VW now. You know, next year will be the last year to make the Beetle.
Right.
So for me, what's really emerged as now the classic American car, you're going to laugh when you hear this because it's not an American car, really.
Mm.
It's the old Toyota Corolla.
Oh. Huh.
It's four-cylinder, but it's supercharged. It's got, you know, a great suspension system. And for me, I'm a schlepper. You know, I tag everything with me. So it's got...
Right.
18 cubic feet of storage space, and it's a five-passenger car, but the mileage is what I like.
Mm-hmm.
And now you start looking at all your options. So I've got, I mean, some of my favorite trips, or like Chicago to Madison, Wisconsin.
Mm.
I know this is not the weekend to do it.
No, it's okay.
but it's under 400 miles, because once you get to Madison becomes your enabler to see all the great farm communities, all the great farmers markets, all the antiquing, all the great food experiences. And you're back.
Mm-hmm.
Rest of the country, some other unusual things. San Antonio to Padre Island. Not Corpus Christi. Go all the way down to Padre Island. It's the national seashore. And that's only 172 miles each way. Totally doable.
Mm-hmm.
Another one that I love for the summer, and people don't think about it as a summer trip, but it works. And it also really works in September. Detroit to Toronto. I mean...
Oh, wow. Right. Yeah, right.
And you're going through Canada... and one of the great experiences there. San Francisco to Lake Tahoe. If you like driving a car, this is the road to take because you'll be winding.
Mm-hmm.
You're seeing unbelievable topography. You're going up, you know, you're doing high altitude, but this car can handle it. And that's only 400 miles round trip. You're still within the range.
Mm-hmm.
And then one that nobody ever thinks about, Atlanta to Chattanooga, Tennessee. And why do I pick Chattanooga? Because... When I did a piece last year on unusual museums around the country,
uh-huh.
they've got one. It's actually a museum dedicated to the tow truck.
Oh, wow.
But you know what? You'll learn a lot. But
yes.
the good thing about this is you get to stop along the way. You're not always on the interstate. Take a look at Highway US 40, for example.
Mm-hmm.
US 40 goes from Atlantic City, New Jersey, all the way to Park City, Utah. And it goes through everything from, you know, Delaware and Pennsylvania to Ohio, Kansas, and Colorado. Now, you're not going to do that on one tank, but within any of those states, you can.
Yes. But what a great idea. I love the one tank idea. And, you know, I also love that it challenges my type A personality, that you don't go from point A to point B, that you are, you know, you're just kicking back and you're enjoying the scenery and making most the most that you can of this American road trip.
You are. And the thing is, I talk about great storytelling. I can still remember. I wasn't just counting, you know, we used to like try to do ID of cars on the road. You know, I can tell you what a 57 Plymouth Finn looked like, you know. But today I can still tell you my greatest experiences were when I got in the car and drove, and we didn't really have a major plan. We had a goal, but it was a question of how we were going to get there.
And right.
That's what makes the difference.
And it wasn't that you were sitting there checking out time, going, okay, we got 15 minutes or, you know, an hour to get here. It's just you're just enjoying the scenery at a ground level, and that's awesome. I love this idea.
And remember, you're not just on the interstates here. The best part about these trips I've just suggested to you is you get off the interstate on the two-lane county roads, and now you're really driving the car, and now you're really seeing America. This is not just about going to a truck stop.
Mm-hmm. Now, the smaller cars like the Corolla that you're talking about, you know, are we better off, you know, fuel efficiency-wise and, you know, style, design, and comfort and all that? I mean, that still works,
well,
right?
Think about this. It's got a gas tank of about 13 gallons, but its combined highway and city mileage is like 36.
Oh.
So figure that out, you know, 36 times 13, you're at 468 miles. All of that within just the parameters I just gave you.
Right.
And for me, that's a big difference.
Well, you know, and some of this is about preparation. So what essential tasks do we need to check off our travel list before going the distance?
Well, here's the thing. Unless you're trying to be a college kid doing an all-nighter drive, which I don't suggest, you know, what you really want to do is give yourself a good eight-hour day, an eight-hour day with two stops in between, because you want to take your time to do it, and then it'll make it work. Remember, all these trips are doable. If you really wanted to go flat out, you could do them in under 4 hours.
Right.
But why would you take a four-hour straight trip? You want to do it a little bit at a time because you want to stop. The biggest problem with the interstate, you never see anything. So if you go on the two-lane county road, like, you know, like U.S. 301 North, or I talked about 40, or, of course, the Motherlode Road, which is, of course, the original, you know, 66, which starts, by the way, people don't realize this, Route 66 starts in Illinois and ends where I am right now here in California.
Oh, you're in California? Okay, so am I. So we're both on the West Coast today. Excellent.
It is, just for today. But tomorrow I go back to New York, and you know what's going to happen.
Oh, yeah. Bundle up, buddy.
I know. But it layers.
Yes.
The bottom line is you take your time on these roads. You don't. It's not a race.
Yes.
It's not a race. It's not a sprint. It's sort of a wonderful marathon where you get to spend the time and discover things. And remember this, plan A you're going to depart from. Forget plan A. The best experiences you've ever had in your life is when plan A didn't work. You turned left and it changed your life.
Right.
Well, you know, with the right gas mileage, you can turn left a lot.
Well, good fun. Hey, tell us about the Toyota Safety Sense 2.0. What's that about?
Well, the cool thing about this is all the new technology that you'll find in much more expensive cars is in this one, which means, you know, I'm one of those guys who, I don't care how you look at it, every once in a while, I'm going to get tired. And, you know, it's got a safety alert that's going to tell you if there's a blind spot behind you on either the left or the right side. It's going to let you know if you're departing your lane. It's got the sensors to do that. For me, that is a lifesaver that you do not want to underestimate. That is a big deal. And I like the idea that the manufacturers now are incorporating these features into the economy car.
Exactly. I think it's awesome. He's a multiple Emmy-winning investigative reporter and producer. Peter Greenberg is America's most recognized, honored, and respected frontline travel news journalist. And he's been here on Bill Martinez Live. Known in the travel industry as the travel detective, he is the travel editor for CBS News. And these are great ideas. And, you know, we're getting in the car. I think it's time for a road trip, Peter.
You got it, man.
Hey, where can they go for more information?
Well, you go to my website, which is petergreenberg.com. It's not an imaginative name.
You're so creative. But that's why you're a multiple Emmy-winning investigative reporter, because you got just the right name, right?
You got it, man.
Hey, well, good fun. Thank you so much for sharing. Appreciate it. Peter Greenberg on Bill Martinez Live. Sure. Thank you, sir. Have a great day. Safe travels.
If Ernest Hemingway was alive today, would he say this to you?
Shakespeare, Mark Twain, Edgar Allan Poe, all great writers. And after reading your book, I simply must add you to the list.
Wait, you don't have a book yet. So make a free call to Page Publishing. Their expert staff can help you turn your book idea into a real book, a masterpiece that could someday make the bestseller list in hard copy and digitally all across the world. Page Publishing can help you completely take your idea for a book, write it, and publish it. So if you want to join the ranks of some of the most famous authors in the world, call now for a free information kit. Turn your book idea into publishing gold. Make a free call right now to Page Publishing.
800-596-2154. 800-596-2154. 800-596-2154. That's 800-596-2154.
More than 234,000 people in the U.S. will be diagnosed with lung cancer this year. That's about 640 people per day. It's not an easy journey, but treatment options are much better than they used to be. Research shows that lung cancer is not just one disease. Doctors can now test for genetic mutations in many lung cancer tumors and potentially prescribe targeted treatments that are more likely to work for certain types of lung cancer. The epidermal growth factor receptor mutation, or EGFR mutation, is often associated with non-small cell lung cancer. If you or a loved one is recently diagnosed with stage 4 metastatic lung cancer, it's important to get a full diagnosis with tumor mutation testing. Know your mutation status before starting therapy, and talk to your doctor about treatments for your specific type of lung cancer. For more information, visit www.lvng.com. This message is brought to you by AstraZeneca.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
There's still such a thing called the Constitution. Remember? Bill Martinez, live.
Hey, welcome back, America. 14 minutes before the top of the hour, David Collar reporting Supreme Court announced today it will allow President Donald Trump to temporarily enforce an order barring transgender individuals from serving in the military. As expected, the court gave no reason for its decision, though. Justices Ruth Bader Ginsburg, Stephen Breyer, Sonia Sotomayor, and Elena Kagan noted their dissent. The Trump administration first petition SCOTUS to decide directly on the legality of the trans soldiers ban after federal judges in California, Washington, D.C., and Washington State issued orders prohibiting its enforcement. The plaintiffs in those lawsuits argue the policy violates a range of constitutional rights, including First Amendment, equal protection, and due process. Hey, it is time for the good news, girl. Yes, we're talking. Samantha Mao is with us. We're going to be talking about the viral videos. Of course, we had quite the viral video, Samantha, over the weekend with the coming. With the, I guess we're waiting for her still. Okay. But there was quite the viral video with, you know, the Covington High School, as we've been talking about. Of course, as more information came out and more of the video was seen, we actually realized, you know, how contentious and it was, and it wasn't necessarily these young kids, even though young kids are young kids. And of course, you know, I mean, this is what it's come down to, a hat. This is Make America Great that has to me, it's just one of those sentiments. But because it represents, you know, Donald Trump and a campaign promise and, oh, yeah, let's talk about 63 million people who voted for him, you know, that they would hold on to that sentiment. Well, Samantha is with us right now. Sam, we're just saying that, you know, we're going to talk about viral videos, which you report every weekend. Of course, over the weekend, the Covington High School, you know, confrontation, the thing that went on and, you know, went absolutely viral and it got so politicized. And, you know, some of these, you know, viral videos, they get your attention and just create all kinds of, you know, negative, you know, emotions. This is what I appreciate about you, because a lot of what you share with us give us those, you know, good kind of enjoyable blessing emotions, you know, that come out in us. So it was pretty crazy and, you know, got processed on the heat of, you know, on the heels of,
you know, the BuzzFeed report, and you know, we're just so over politicized. You know, we've become political junkies, and we're losing our minds in the process, I guess.
Oh yeah, and you know, I think that maybe people just need to be, as far as viral videos that are showing, you know, a short clip of something that seems like it, you know, it, you could interpret it one way. This is what they're telling you to think. Mm-hmm. I know when we like first saw the video, my husband and I were talking, and I was just like, I just want to hear more of the story. I want to hear both sides. I want to hear, and then you know, then it ends up coming out with more video footage, which thankfully they had, mm-hmm. you know, to prove that, you know, that it wasn't exactly the way it was being portrayed. And I think people are really quick to anger, and I'm glad to be the one to present stories that are just good news mm-hmm. stories. And it's, you know, it's not more complicated than that. It's just simple with people being good. And
yeah, just people being fair-minded and wanting to bless other people and that. And, you know, this thing could have really gotten out of control, and thank God it didn't. And you had adults that are, you know, I think overstepping the boundaries and really asking, you know, for added problems, and to these kids' credit. Yeah. But the thing, sadly, was how people pigpiled and had just little bits of information. I mean, they're threatening this young man. Things, you know, talking about, you know, putting him in a chipper, and you know, I mean, are you kidding me? I mean, this is how foul this has become. But anyway, let's talk about some, you know, viral videos that are a blessing. I mean, this first one just blew me away, about how a mom adopts a baby and learns she is her adopted son's biological sister. Wait, you know, unravel this one for us, okay?
Okay, so Katie Page, you know, she had actually dreamed of being a mom her whole life. She ended up having a divorce, and she had fertility issues. And, you know, she never lost that dream of being a mom. And right. She had been a foster mom even while she was married. And whenever she was, so after being a foster mom for a little while, back in 2016, she decided that, you know, she started doing that, and then in 2017, she adopted Grayson, who's now 2 years old. And then just after adopting Grayson, she received a call about another newborn girl whose name was Hannah, and she needed a home.
Right.
And as soon as she met Hannah, she knew it was meant to be.
Mm-hmm.
So she looks at the medical bracelet with the first name of the mother, and it was the same as Grayson's mom.
Mm.
And she's like, that's weird. That's an unusual name, you know. But
right.
She used a fake name, so she didn't know for sure.
Mm-hmm.
Well, she has officially adopted her in December of 2018 and then had a DNA test run, and it confirmed they were biological siblings. And it does it in there. She later found out there's a five-month-old who needs a home, and it's a child of the same mom, and she's going to adopt that child as well.
Wow.
I mean, can you imagine going from having, you know, you're sitting there struggling, you get a divorce, you have fertility issues, and, you know, you're just thinking.
And you want to be a mom.
Is my dream of being a parent going to be? Yeah, that's right. You know,
wow.
You know, you just want to be a mom. You just want to take care of a child and have that fulfillment. And, you know, I'm so happy that these children are blessed with somebody who loves them so much, and she gets to. Can you
tell me this isn't a God thing.
I know.
This is a total God thing to orchestrate this and make this happen. Wow. Unbelievable. So now she's got, what is it, two or three kids now that are...
She's going to have three. She adopted the second one, and that's when the story took off. But then she learned there's a five-month-old who needs a home, and is a child from the same mother, and she's planning to adopt that one as well. And she said, you know, I'm a single woman in a four-bedroom house, and now every room is full. You know,
wow.
She said, God does, she said, you know, she's a single woman, and, you know, people are asking her how she's going to do it. And she said, I never thought I'd have three babies, but God doesn't give you more than you can handle. And
exactly.
I think, wow.
Wow. That's
that they're all siblings and they get to be raised together.
What a cool story. That is so awesome. Another heartwarming story is about a champion wrestler. He could have won a match, but he surrenders. What happened here?
I just love stories like this. Merrick Bush, you know, he's a state champion. He doesn't have a lot of competition. He's top of his game. And he recently had a wrestling match. And he said that he was going up against another guy, Logan Patterson, who, you know, he was a tough opponent. He was one of the few people who could really challenge him. And, you know, he had practiced the entire week to beat this guy.
Right.
And, you know, so they were having the wrestling match, and it actually is going in Logan's favor to start off with, and Logan ends up hurting his arm. and he's not able to finish the match. And then Merrick just goes up to his coach and he's like, they take a break. They have a pause, and he goes up to his coach and he says, "I got this. I know what to do." And he just lays down and lets the other guy win.
Oh, wow.
And he's like, "I know it makes me look weak," and that's part of what makes you kind of admire him, because you think he's not doing this to make himself look good. He feels like it's making him maybe look weak, but he just can't do it. He's just lets the other guy win. And I just think that's what you're trying to teach kids with sportsmanship and everything. When you're having them involved in that, you teach them about competition, but also, respect for your opponent. And,
right. Well, and that's a good point what you say. I mean, some people would say, he looks weak, but actually, probably, some people saw it as a strength of character, for him to do that, So, wow. What a neat story.
Yeah.
Here's another one.
The other guy was amazed.
Well, I bet. I mean, he's thinking, okay, I lost, and I can't go on. And, and here's this champion wrestler honoring, the match and honoring, the other wrestler like that. That's awesome. Now, here's another one. Said, "I don't know how I did it. A mom saves a daughter, a 4-year-old daughter, from a sinking car after a crash. What happened?"
Can you imagine anything scarier than being in a car with your child? And you skid on some black ice and start heading towards a body of water. And
right.
It's not just, it's frozen. It's freezing. There's ice everywhere. So Ashley Holland was actually on her way. She was taking her 4-year-old daughter to a birthday party on a Sunday afternoon. And she went over some black ice. And then she starts sliding down an embankment and realized, oh, my gosh, I'm going towards the water. Oh, please don't let us go. And she ends up in the water with her daughter. And so the car has been flipped over. Her daughter starts screaming. She thinks she's going to die.
Mm.
And somehow this woman, we don't know how she did it, she is able to get, the windows had broken when the car hit the water. She's able to get in the window and unbuckle her child while the child helps unbuckle herself. And she gets her loose. The little girl doesn't even get her hair wet.
Oh, no.
That's how amazing the situation is. She's able to keep her, halfway out of the water. And she's, she's struggling, but she gets her daughter over to the embankment. And, she's so cold and, numb at this point that she can't pull herself out right away. She puts her daughter on the embankment, tells her run up, and, she sees a car coming. She's like, "You have to go get help."
Mm.
Fortunately, the car sees a little girl. The mom's able to pull herself out, and they're both okay. And it's just, it's an amazing story. There's so many circumstances. Well, that's just I think that's one of those worst nightmare kind of things. And it's,
well, of course. Oh, my goodness. And thank God that people were there to, save mom as well. We know Chick-fil-A is not open on Sundays, but they found a reason to do something real special for a special needs boy. We got about a minute left here, Sam. Tell us about this.
That's right. Elijah Sprague, he turned 14 recently, and he wanted his dream was to have his birthday at Chick-fil-A. Fortunately, his uncle Walt Gilstrap is the general manager at Chick-fil-A, and he decided to open his Chick-fil-A on a Sunday to fulfill the young man's wish. And he actually, Elijah spent his time passing out cookies to about 40 cars that came through the drive-thru, and then people came in. And Chick-fil-A has a lot of cookie stories, and I always love stuff like this. And people love Elijah. He's such a sweet young man, and it's one of my favorites.
What an awesome story. Samantha Mao, the good news girl. You can find out more about these and other viral videos on our website at BillMartinezLive.com. Just go to Sam's Corner. It's all right there. Thank you, Sam. Have a great day.
Pain in my neck, back, and shoulders has really gotten worse.
Relief for body pain is here with Sunny Bay Heating Pads.
Well, the last thing I want is to take another pill, so what's so good about Sunny Bay Heating Pads?
Sunny Bay Heating Pads, made by Biomed DB Design right here in the USA, come in all sizes. Our extra-large microwavable heating pad for back pain is designed to be large enough to cover your entire back. It's also perfect to wrap around your legs, knees, or shoulder and neck.
But I need to know they're good quality.
Of course. Sunny Bay Heating Pads and pillows are often an Amazon top choice, and it's easy and most affordable when you purchase your Sunny Bay heating pads right from our website, sunshinepillows.com, or call us 253-678-1361.
Hey, a Sunny Bay heating pad
would make a great gift, right?
Yes, and they start at just $19.99, and free shipping is available. So call 253-678-1361 or shop for your Sunny Bay heating pad at sunshinepillows.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago.